whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231 as we kick off yet another evening of fun and excitement here on the radio waves and the internet waves.
Are there waves on the internet?
I don't.
There's tubes, I know that.
800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are for free, so enjoy those on us. Yet again, that is freetalklive.com. We roll right into the phone calls because the show is about your calls. Still to come, though, tonight, we'll talk about, of course, the Ron Paul debate. The debate last night with Ron Paul in it. I thought he did pretty good. But let's go to Al first in Indiana and see what he thought. Al, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark and Julia.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, great. Al, what's on your mind?
Oh, I'm just probably another disgruntled American as to the CNN censorship last night.
What exactly are you speaking of?
Well, I think that they didn't give the ample airtime that they did the supposed top tier candidates. Like they should have, like they had done for all the debates in Rockwell.
I think LouRockwell.com had the airtime rundown, and Paul was third to last as far as the amount of airtime.
Did Huckabee get more airtime than he did?
I can pull it up here.
I'm just wondering, you know, there's still nine in the field.
No, Huckabee was right above Ron Paul. Duncan Hunter and Tom Tancredo had less talk time.
They are certainly lower. Huckabee and Paul are about the same as far as the polls, as if the polls can be believed.
Now, there was an interesting example of real censorship. Now, that's just sort of creative structuring, and I guess this is too, but it's kind of a little bit more I think it's a little bit more malicious than just not giving him a lot of time to speak. And that was that, I guess, during one of their recaps after the debate was over, they came back, because if you saw the debate, you know that John McCain sort of lashed out at Ron Paul in a couple of different instances.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a point at which John McCain made the allegation that no one in the military was supporting Ron Paul, and I don't know if I don't think I'm paraphrasing that correctly.
He said that the people in the military, he had Thanksgiving dinner with all the troops, apparently. Right. 200,000 of them or so, all at one big giant table, and they were carving up, I guess they had several turkeys, and those troops, every last one of them, told him that in fact, they wanted the Americans to support him, and he wanted Ron Paul to support him. And Ron Paul's like, "You boob."
No, that's not what he said. He said the troops told him they wanted to win. Let us win.
Let us win. That's right. Let us win.
And then Ron Paul responded by saying, "Well, that's funny, because how come it is I get the most contributions from active military troops?" And of course, you know, Ron Paul knocked it out of the park. But then what happened was when CNN recapped that, they showed what John McCain said. And they didn't show the clip where Ron Paul rebutted it. So, in the recap, John McCain's allegation went completely unrebutted.
Yep.
Al? Dealing with kids? Al? Going once? Going twice?
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Chased by a 2-year-old.
I understand. Yeah. Who's winning?
He is.
Yeah, that's usually how it goes.
Yeah, the funny thing about it is that, you know, I got hit up by that whole thing at work by a bunch of guys, and I feel that just the way the whole thing plays out, I think that, you know, just, you know, the whole censorship for CNN and the way they brought you had, 4,000 videos sent in. They picked the top 20 or whatever. And I think just due to the fact that the way that Romney and Giuliani and all those guys, the top guys, were able to answer those questions seemed to be a little scripted to me. You know, that may be my own insecurity with the whole system, but for some reason it just seemed like they had the answers already ready.
I wouldn't doubt it for a second.
And what an interesting choice of questions for Ron Paul. The two questions that he got from the YouTube audience, one of them was essentially, you know, the paraphrase is, "Aren't all your supporters just crazy conspiracy theorists?"
Exactly.
And then the other one was sort of like, there was a bit of an editorial before the actual question where the guy said, "Now, I think we all know that the Republicans are never going to give you the nomination, Ron, but
right.
blah, blah, blah,
right,
blah, blah."
Right.
And this just seemed like, I don't know, I think that CNN was creatively choosing the questions and not really...
Right. I mean, I wish I could have asked Mitt Romney or Giuliani or McCain some questions like, "I know you're an old warmonger, but Mr. McCain, but what do you think? I know you're a crazy cultist, Mr. Romney, or I know that you married your cousin, Mr. Giuliani, but..."
Did they get any of that? I don't think
there
did.
There wasn't any of that. That crap was completely uncalled for.
Exactly.
Al, your final thoughts, sir?
It just, you know, the whole thing, I think it was extremely overrated. It's the Paul Foundation is definitely being overshadowed by the media and their segregation of truth.
I think you're going to see some in 5 weeks. We're going to have the primary here in New Hampshire, and I don't know who's going to win, but I believe that we're going to deliver Ron, deliver New Hampshire for Ron Paul. Maybe not, but I believe that's what's going to happen. Certainly, Ron Paul is winning the sign contest out here.
Oh, definitely.
There's here in New Hampshire, there's probably at least 2-1, if not 3-1, Ron Paul signs for every other Republican presidential sign.
I haven't even seen another presidential sign. Ron Paul.
Very good, Al. Thanks for your thoughts tonight. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231.
You know, I was reading something yesterday in this little email I get on radio. It's called Taylor on the Radio. I think. You get it.
Good
and
stuff.
They were talking about how...
Industry stuff.
It has nothing to do with anything that anybody would be interested in. But they were saying that basically Arbitron's new system, the personal people meter, was falling apart in New York City. Why? Because they can't get people 18 to 34.
They can't even bribe them to carry this little device around.
They can't find them. They can't get them to, you know, carry the device.
It basically measures your radio listening. And the way they do it, just as an aside, the old way for radio was that people had to write down in a diary.
Right. They had to lie about what they listened to throughout that week.
Demographics weren't that good at you know, telling honestly what stations they listened to anyway.
At least could get them to lie once, you know, one time in a week and send in their diary.
But now there's this electronic system where each radio station encodes something that you can't hear. They encode an inaudible code into their broadcast that this little device, this portable people meter, will pick up when it's in the vicinity of a radio, and it knows automatically what station you're listening to and for how long you listen to that station. They can't get people young people to carry these things around.
Now, they didn't seem to be having problem with the 12 to 17 demographic, which kind of I think is interesting. I suppose because they're easier to find at home. Mm-hmm. But the problem they were finding is they had to go door-to-door to find these people because they couldn't call them on the telephone because they don't have regular landlines. What we've been talking about on this show, that people 18 to 34 are difficult to find for these polls, it's absolutely true. I believe that we're going to see a huge number of 18 to 34 people come out and vote for Ron Paul that they just don't expect to happen. Numbers that are just going to blow them away, and they have no way of polling for these numbers.
It's true.
But Arbitron can't find them, can't pay them, cannot pay them to carry around one of these personal people meters, and the pollers can't find them either. The pollers don't care. All they need to do is come up with some numbers. Their numbers don't need to be right. And if you look at the polls throughout history, you know, Bill Clinton was polling well behind the leader who was Lieberman back in, I think it was 92. At that time, these polls are not telling us who our next president's going to be. Media, as much as they would love to know who the next president is going to be, as much as they'd love to be able to tell you, as much as they'd love to be right, they are not.
You know, I think that the CNN debate could have been worse. I understand Al's critiques, and it certainly wasn't perfect. But nonetheless, I think it could have been worse. And all things considered, Ron Paul did a fine job with the questions he was given.
Yeah, he was given one abortion question and one...
You know, even though I disagree with him on the abortion issue, his position wasn't as despicable as it could have been on that. In that, he thinks it's a crime and he thinks it's murder and all that. But he did make it clear that he didn't want any federal involvement. He didn't want a federal abortion police or anything like this, because I don't know what those other guys were
proposing.
Leave
it to the states.
I agree
with him. If it is murder, and it's the ending of a human life, I'm not willing to call it murder. If it is murder, then it should be left to the states, and the federal government shouldn't be involved, and there shouldn't be a federal abortion police.
So, you know, he could have been worse on that answer.
That one hurts him, I think.
It does hurt him.
It definitely does.
It turns a lot of people off automatically.
This is the Republican primary, and having that position in the Republican primary is not a terrible position.
Well, what's going to be interesting is, you know how we've talked about how I think Ron Paul's pandering on the immigration issue?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be interesting because he's in the Univision debate coming up here in less than 2 weeks. So it'll be interesting to see how his rhetoric changes, if at all, when he's speaking to a primarily Hispanic audience. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Bring up-
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice. It says, worship the beast. This issue is about worship, not economics." For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Attention, this is an urgent news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, there's a very real chance you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to beat them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up what you want toll-free, 800-259-9231. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features for free, including live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version as well, both waiting for you, freetalklive.com. And your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does that bother you? It bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
That's SavvyRest.com. Our number is 800-259-9231. Still sort of recapping, discussing the Ron Paul's performance in the Republican debate, the YouTube CNN debate from last night. And I think that Ron Paul generally did a pretty good job, considering the questions that were thrown his way were pretty crap can and unfair. He did have a chance to really turn them around into something positive, and I think that even with the conspiracy theory question, he did a decent job of answering that one, and that was a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's you know, to some extent, it's something that is a concern in the campaign. I know that I'm on I think it's Ron Paul Forum or something like that. I get Ron Paul 2008. Yeah, it's Ron Paul 2008, and I get all kinds of their emails with people talking back and forth about how to make the campaign better. But at least every few days, there's some crackpot conspiracy lunatic thing on there, you know, spouting things about Jews or whatever. And the moderators claimed in a post that whenever that happens, you can watch people just drop off the list.
Hmm.
So, and for those of you who think that you're saving the world by doing such a thing, you're causing people to be turned off by Ron Paul.
So again, I thought he did a pretty good job. Some of them he just really knocked out of the park, especially when John McCain attempted to attack Ron Paul with his isolationist nonsense, suggesting that Ron Paul was an isolationist and therefore that it was isolationism that brought Hitler to power, which, of course, nothing could be further from the truth. It was the United States' involvement in World War I that arguably brought that helped bring Hitler to power. So John McCain just, you know, showed himself to be a total jackball, and Ron Paul just did a fine job showing him up on that issue. So really, I thought overall, all things considered about that debate, Ron Paul's performance was pretty good. Your thoughts at 800-259-9231, and the Ridley Report did some interesting reporting on it from the New Hampshire. I guess they had a little get together where people met up, and they all watched the debate together, the Ron Paul supporters. So over at RidleyReport.com, you can see those. Pretty cool. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. We go to the phones, talk to Brian in Colorado on the amp line. Hey, Brian.
Hey, everybody. Hi, Julia. It must be Friday. Woohoo!
Not quite.
Not yet.
Not quite. Well, I didn't see the debate last night, but we did have an interesting Operation Politically Homeless issue today.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah, my son Cooper, he's a senior in the government high school, and he wanted to have an OPH booth, and so he's, you know, he has all the supplies, and he was going to take it down there, and then he found out, oh, he needs a permit, or they have some name for it, an activity or something.
Now, is this going to be done during school hours?
Yes, at lunch, right in the student commons.
Now, just for our listeners that don't know, what is an OPH booth, Brian?
Operation Politically Homeless. It's a place where you hand out these little quizzes. It's a kit that you can buy from the advocates, or I guess you can make your own if you want. It's a poster that we have mounted behind glass in a frame, and a bunch of little cards, and you get little, you know, golf pencils and hand them out, and people answer 10 questions having to do with economic and personal freedoms. And then you rate their, add the numbers up, and where they intersect, you put a little dot on this big board.
Yeah, it's a brilliant little quiz, and for those listeners that have never had the opportunity to take it, I recommend that you go to quiz.freetalklive.com, and that link will bring you right to where you need to be. You can take an online version of it right
and
there.
And it's great for young people, too, because the libertarian platform really intersects with what most young people think.
Sure does. So, so he tried to go through the correct channels to get permission to put up a booth, right?
Well, it there's a little more red tape than that, even. I mean, you have to go to the activities director. Now, there's an activities staff at school, you know, completely non-educational. Their job is just to, I don't know, activities. There's at least two people there, two bureaucrats. And so he has to fill out this form, and he has to have a sponsor. Now, a sponsor has to be a faculty member of the school.
Right.
And he has to go through all these hoops. So I asked him last night, I said, you know, how are things going there? You know, did you get your special permit? And he said, no, they haven't given me anything yet. And so now I'm on fire, right?
Hmm.
So I said, well, here's the deal, Cooper. They haven't done, how long have they had it? Oh, a couple of days. You know, you got your sponsor, you got all this other stuff. And the sponsor is supposed to be there the whole time, you know, while this is all happening in the student union there.
Okay.
And so the sponsor signed on, and Nothing came from the activities director. And so I say, well, give me that person's name and numbers and everything, and I'll try to talk to them tomorrow. But if I don't get a hold of them, you don't change your plans. You go there and you do this booth with or without a permit. And he was on fire. He says, well, what if I get suspended? I said, are you willing to get suspended? He says, yeah, sure. I said, then you do it, man.
Awesome.
Well, the problem is that the best place to set up where the most traffic is right in front of the, you know, security officer's desk, where there's a whole bunch of these down there. And I said, well, that'll make it go faster. Just make sure you have a friend with a camera.
Yeah.
And, you know, get all that stuff on camera, and then it'll be really cool.
Awesome.
So, I managed to get a hold of the activities bureaucrat this morning, and of course, you know, she came in late and she had her breakfast burrito.
Right.
They always have breakfast burritos. I don't know what.
So wait, you went in person to talk to her?
No. I'm actually out of town. I called her on the phone.
Okay, got it.
But I could just hear her munching on the breakfast burrito. And I said, what's the deal here? Oh, well, you know, we haven't had a chance to look at it to make sure that this group is.
Sure. She's just been deluged with applications. I'm sure.
Yeah, too many activities going on at the school right now.
And it takes us a couple of days. I said, well, to do what? Well, we have to make sure that the organization is neutral. I said, the organization is my son, you know, your student. Well, you know, we just have to make sure. Well, of course he's neutral. So anyway, I said, it came from the Advocates for Self-Government. Here's the website. And, you know, they are a 501c3. It would be illegal for them to pitch one particular political organization over another because of the way the whole 501c3 thing works.
Right.
And she said, oh, that's helpful. That's good to know. I said, is there any other of your homework that I can do? And I said, well, why do you have to check this out anyway? I mean, it's the student at the school. Why does this have to be neutral? Well, you know, would you want just anybody coming in here and setting up a table? It's not anybody. It's a student at your school. It's a public school, a government location. And, you know, his rights of free speech and, you know, petition the redress of grievances occurs here. Well, she didn't have an answer to that, of course. So, anyway.
Parents don't normally call her and talk about rights, Brian.
Yeah, they don't really, you know, the Constitution doesn't come up in her daily life too often.
Yeah, I think she choked on a burrito about that point. So, anyway, she said, well, I just got to my desk, and, you know, I'll look at it, and I said, he's got to do this today. She said, well, why can't he do it tomorrow? I said, well, because this is just, you know, he's working, and this is just the day that he wanted to do it. I mean, he should be able to do it. You've got a government facility here. So anyway, she said, well, call me back in an hour, and I'll have a chance to look at it by then.
Ooh, the suspense. Brian, we'll continue your story in moments. 800-259-9231. Oh, I love this stuff. How awesome would that be? I mean, to be in a position where your dad is telling you, go ahead, get suspended. Who cares?
I wouldn't want to be. I would love to be suspended.
1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airways. We'll find out what happened with Brian's son and the bureaucrats. And they clash in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention. This is an urgent GCN financial bulletin. Have you ever wanted to make a lot of extra cash in a way that requires very little money to get started? If so, and you have a high-speed internet connection, this may well be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. You can now get a free DVD that reveals how to make more money than any sane person can possibly spend, and do it while working part-time at home with your computer. The new DVD shows how to earn money with no employees, no rent or other overhead, and the best part is that you don't have to go into debt to get started. It's extremely easy to get this home business up and running. And if you work smart, you can start earning money in a very short period of time. The DVD is free. However, you must pay a small shipping charge. To get your DVD, simply call 888-213-1455. That's 888-213-1455. If the line is busy, please keep trying to call back. That number again is 888-213-1455.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calbin Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calbin Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I had the best experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 50 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features for free, so enjoy those, including updates. Get signed up. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You know, first, if you're on the list at updates.freetalklive.com, that's updates.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click join us today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org. Ron Ball's a founding member of the RLC.
800-259-9231. We're talking with Brian in Colorado, who is one of his sons is in government high school, and he's a senior. He has decided that he wanted to do an Operation Politically Homeless booth, which means that he wanted to set up a table at his high school in a common area and give out the world's smallest political quiz. Very simple 10-question quiz that you can take for yourself if you want it, quiz.freetalklive.com. That basically determines in a short period of time what political leanings a person might have, whether they're a libertarian, an authoritarian, a liberal, a centrist, or a conservative. It's very, very useful. It's a lot of fun to do. And so he put in the appropriate paperwork with the school, found a sponsor, and then he hadn't heard anything back. And, Brian, that's when you stepped in to sort of check out the situation and find out what exactly was going on, because the school hadn't gotten back to him. You got on the phone with the head bureaucrat, and she said, well, she'll get to it today. Just call back in an hour or so. And you had already instructed your son at that point to go ahead and go through with the event, whether or not it came, you know, whether or not you were able to get in touch with the bureaucrat. So what's the rest of the story?
Well, during this conversation with the bureaucrat, the activities director, I don't know, Julie on Love Boat, that just reminds me of that, the activities director.
The Love Boat. She'll be making another run.
She was, trying to make sure that this group was a neutral group, whatever that means. Like, you know, every teacher in the school isn't a Democrat, you know, and teaches only that side of it anyway.
Right.
But I didn't even touch that. But I said, He wants to do it today. He really has to do it today. You know, we're getting near, the Christmas break, and he's working, and this has to be the day. When she says, well, why can't he do it tomorrow? I said, I don't know. He just picked today, and it has to be today. I was just putting the pressure on. I didn't know if it had to be
sure.
And she said, well, I don't know if I can get to it. You know, I got this big, I have a lot of things to do here. And I said, well, what if he went ahead and did that anyway without a permit, without your little permit? And there was just a pause, and she says, well, I hope he wouldn't do that. I said, well, but what would happen? I mean, let's say he just went out there and set up this thing and started passing out these quizzes. Well, you know, he better have a permit. She wouldn't tell me what would happen. Of course, we know what would happen. You know, the goons would come down and have to take him in. But he was prepared to do that, so that was really cool. So anyway, I didn't have to call back in an hour. She called me. And she said, well, this organization looks like it's in the up and up, and you're good to go.
Oh, interesting.
It was wise of you to ask what would happen if he went ahead and did it, because I think that she understood that that's what was going to happen.
He's going to do it anyway. He's already going, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So did it go off without a hitch? Were there any other further concerns or issues?
Well, he didn't have a table, and she did provide a table for him, because that's one of the things you get with this whole approved.
Hey, jump through some hoops. Thank goodness they give you something.
They give you a table. And, he told me about what happened there, but he wants to talk to you guys, but he's working tonight. So he's going to try to call you during a break or something to kind of tell you what good. But he had a blast. He had he's 300 people show up and put their dots on you. There were so many dots that they were stacking on top of each other and falling off.
That is amazing.
Thunder.
Wow. Awesome. Well, I look forward to that, Brian, and thanks for sharing the story. We really appreciate it, sir.
Okay.
Have a good night. 800-259-9231. I wish that I had known what I know now about Liberty when I was in high school, because then I could have done fun stuff like that. I didn't, because I hadn't moved along that far in my Liberty path, if you will. At that time.
Well, you can go enroll in Keene State and do it there.
No, that's okay.
Okay.
No,
apparently you don't wish
I can live vicariously through the efforts of Brian's son. How about that?
Yeah. Apparently you don't want it badly enough. I was just pointing it out.
But I think it's great. And I think that it's interesting that he was able to find a sponsor for that, because that could have been a very difficult portion in a school with a bunch of teachers that aren't necessarily Liberty friendly. Sometimes it can be difficult to find them. They do exist, and luckily he was able to find that. I would suggest, though, if you can't find a sponsor in an instance like that, again, do it anyway. If you can't get a table, just stand there and pass them out. Stand there with a clipboard and give out these quizzes. You know, you don't have to actually take up space. You can just sort of go person to person, give them the clipboard, give them the quiz, and score it up, and then see how they do. So I think the event would have been possible even without the sponsor in that particular case. So it sounds like he did a pretty good job. So we'll find out more, I think, on the way here. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Let's see here. Something I wanted to discuss was this conflict that has come up on the show in the past, within the last couple of weeks, where, Mark, you were very, very concerned that here in New Hampshire, the Free State Project, that there was going to be this rift, a division, a divide, if you will, between two interest groups, those who are apolitical, that want nothing whatsoever to do with the political process, running candidates, voting, you know, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the political people that are absolutely willing to, you know, run candidates and vote and all that other stuff. And we sort of hashed that out on the air to quite an extent. I took the position that you know, both sides were sort of damaging each other, in that they were, there's a bit of intolerance going on, I think, mm-hmm. between both sides. And I think that's unfortunate. I don't think it's necessary. But nonetheless, it seems that it doesn't seem like that either side is really willing to kiss and make up at this point. And what I want to bring up here is a post from NHFree.com in the forums there, from someone who was so upset recently with something they did at the NHFree.com forums that she has deleted her account and posted a blog post essentially, you know, on the attack, on the warpath against the anti-politicals. And I wanted to bring this up, wanted to share a segment of her blog post here. But what what made all this happen, or what prompted this to happen, was that the owners of NHFree.com, the people that run the website,
mm-hmm.
are very, very dyed-in-the-wool apoliticals. They don't want to have anything to do with politics. They don't like even discussion of politics on their forum. It's their prerogative that,
sure.
You know, they find it distasteful, and the reason they've had a political discussion forum on their, you know, it's a sub-forum in their main forum. The reason they've had that sub-forum there is because, you know, well, it seemed like it was something they could do for their friends.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, they were willing to put up with this level of political discussion as long as it was kept to this one forum and, you know, it didn't go all elsewhere on the rest of the website. And it had been that way for about 3 years when recently they decided to change the rules and change their forum.
And whenever you change rules, people always
people get upset.
They get, you know, upset. Yeah.
Right. So what they did was they said that I guess the straw that broke the camel's back was the fact that the Free State Project, this movement of liberty lovers to New Hampshire, the Free State Project had announced that a politician was going to be their keynote speaker at their upcoming Liberty Forum.
Right.
And
John Sununu Jr.
Right. And that was, I guess, the last straw for many of these people. And they just said, you know what, that's it. We're tired of the political discussion on our forums. Okay, so we're not going to delete the political forum. We're just going to lock it. That way you can still read all the old posts. So they didn't delete anybody's work.
But you can't put anything new in there.
But you can't put anything new in there, and no more political discussion. So immediately...
Now, isn't there somebody who's speaking at the Liberty Forum that apoliticals would consider to be... You know, a big important guy. I mean, Bernard von Outhaus. I mean,
he's outside the system. Yeah.
Yeah. He's the keynote speaker on Friday night. I don't know if he'll make it. But
well, regardless of the details of the Liberty Forum,
I'm just wondering.
It was clear that it was time for them to put their foot down and turn their forum in a direction.
It was clear it was their time, or they chose to.
That they should be separating themselves from the Free State Project, if that's what they like, not just the topic of politics in general.
Well, they're not attending. I think that the founders of that site, Russell and Kat, aren't going to the Liberty Forum, so they're not.
Okay.
You know, they're certainly
and
not endorsing
fine.
That event. But they have decided they want to go in a certain direction with their forum, and some people are very, very upset about that. I'd like to address that on the way here, what some of the political people have been saying as a result. I think it's all pretty silly myself. We'll discuss and take your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit libertydollar.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lace Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, H-E-B grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Most scientific advances are merely incremental. However, once in a while, there comes an invention which is so revolutionary, such a quantum leap forward, that it is the product of what scientists call non-linear thinking. Such an invention is Dragonskin body armor. In a Discovery Channel program, Dragonskin was so superior to older types of body armor that it survived rounds which shredded the body armor now issued to our troops. Why, then, have the Bush regime's military bureaucrats refused to adopt Dragonskin for our troops? Be sure to tune in to Crash, Are You Ready? Friday, November 30th, for a very special interview with Marie Neal, the genius inventor of Dragonskin body armor. Visit our website at www.hearitonline.com for links to the Dragonskin body armor website. That's www.hearitonline.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there for free. And we've got the wiki and the archives and the Shrine of Female Listeners and the BBS and more. It's all there. We give it all away. And if you like the show and you want to help support us, then go shopping at the Free Talk Live store, store.freetalklive.com, for great Free Talk Live branded merchandise and other cool stuff, including, again, the Free Talk Live t-shirts, hats. We've got hoodies, the DVD archive collector sets. You'll see all that there. store.freetalklive.com.
Do you have more debt than you can pay? You don't have to file bankruptcy. You can pay pennies on the dollar, and your credit doesn't have to take a hit. It's 100% legal, 100% ethical.
Everything okay there?
Yeah, sorry. I don't think you edited this before you printed out. That's weird. Sorry. A program that will show you how to get out of debt in 90 minutes. Go to outin90.com. That's outin90.com.
1-800-259-9231. Sorry, Mark went to government school.
What do you want from me?
So that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Again, there's been some further controversy, another dust-up in the world of activism here in New Hampshire. Of course, it doesn't really affect anything outside of an internet forum, but nonetheless, some people are pretty upset about it. The administrators over at nhfree.com, one of the activist forums here in New Hampshire, started by Free State Project members, has decided to eliminate its politics section. They are going to be locking it off, I think, on December 1st, so there's a precious few hours remaining for people to post there. And it's gotten a lot of people pretty upset. And, you know, it's their forum. I just don't understand what all of the crying is about.
Well, people in general don't like change when it's not their idea.
And subscribing to 10 different forums, it's annoying.
Well, I mean, that may be the case, Julia, but the fact is it's their forum, and they've decided they don't want this anymore. So they don't want political discussions there. And as a result, like, two new forums have popped up that are exclusively dedicated to political discussion in New Hampshire.
And that seems like the answer to me.
Right. Why not go to a forum where it's going to be all political, where they can really have sub-forums and more information, you know, more detail in more different areas for you to post in if that's what it is you're looking for. So I think you're right, Mark. I think it's just people getting upset about change and that sort of thing. But some of them are so upset they've been writing blog posts. And it's gotten to the point of the political people are once again wringing their hands about the existence of the apolitical people in New Hampshire. And I want to get to that coming up here, but I think we should go to the phones first.
It's the apoliticals that fired the first shot in this particular war.
I'm not sure how they fired the first shot.
So they shut down their political forum on their thing.
That's not firing a shot. It's just modifying a forum.
It is making a statement.
Well, they've been making the statement for years that they don't want that kind of talk on their forum, that they only are tolerating it.
Now they're not tolerating it anymore.
To do these people a favor, and now they've just decided, okay, we've had it. That's all.
It just seems funny to me that anarchists are so, like, I don't know.
I'm not sure.
That's what they call themselves.
Well, maybe that's what they call themselves, but there are other people calling themselves anarchists that are operating a different forum that is completely open, and there is no censorship. There's no rules as far as the topics that can be discussed. So, again, there are different places for people to go and talk.
Right. I would totally agree with you. But, if they've created some kind of hubbub, it's the hubbub that they created. I mean, I don't know that necessarily.
No, I don't think they created it. Look, they made a change to their forum, and people
changed their form, and people are upset, and that is it's their right to change their form.
That's
people's right to be upset.
Well, look, they got upset. They weren't made to be upset.
I didn't say they were made to be upset. Clearly, the people who changed the form were upset too. The only thing I'm saying is, this is completely reasonable what's happening here. Something changed. People don't like something that changed. They express their opinion. If you give them some place to express their opinion, they may express opinions that you may not necessarily like.
800-259-9231. We'll get into one of these blog posts here, the hand-wringing from the political activists in moments. But first, we go to the phones and talk to Don, calling from Minnesota. Don, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
Well, first and foremost, I have to say thanks for giving me a label from small government Republican to libertarian.
There you go. Congratulations.
And right now, I changed my father's mind because I think he's a libertarian.
Yeah, it often people don't know, small government Republicans have to, I know I'm one, and I am just disgusted by what I see in the Republican Party.
I hate to say it, I voted for Bush both times. And
ew, sorry.
But, coming of age, I find there's more out there.
Ooh, unfortunately, we're losing your cell phone, Don, but thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. It sounded like he was saying he was coming of age and learning more and realizing that he's really more of a libertarian than anything else.
Everybody comes along the path at different times, and I can tell you that the first time I was kind of, in 2000, I was, ooh, should I vote for Harry Brown? Should I vote for George Bush? I don't know what decision I would have made. I found out that I couldn't vote in that particular election on the day that I was still making up my mind, so I really never came up with one. Fortunately, I can say that I didn't vote for George Bush. In 2004, I had to, at the very least, decide who I was going to endorse. I knew I couldn't vote, but at the very least, I could endorse one of the candidates, and I was endorsing Michael Badnarik, and there was just, I wasn't going to do Bush, but I did get a little scared. The campaign hyped up there and all that stuff being said about Kerry, and I got scared of Kerry. And, Bush seemed like a to some extent, an alternative to that. And I understand.
You poor thing.
I did the same thing, except I voted for Kerry instead of Bush. I didn't like
you were scared.
Kerry. I just didn't like Bush more than I didn't like Kerry.
Yeah. So, I don't feel bad because I voted for Michael Badnarik, and that was the principal choice.
Not like it matters anyway.
No, not like it matters that much. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go on screen to the amp line. Who's this? You're on Free Talk Live.
This is Matthew from Massachusetts.
Hey, Matthew. What do you want to talk about?
Ghost from Christmas Past. A friend of mine at work got arrested because he refused to give over his driver's license and registration unless he was told why he was pulled over.
Hmm. That's not an unreasonable request. I mean, why'd you pull me over? The cop wouldn't tell him?
The cop refused to tell him and got all honked off at him and cuffed him and took him in.
That's wow. Very interesting.
What were the charges?
He refused to tell him what the charges were.
Disobeying a police officer, I'm sure, will be the one. You know, the thing is that they've managed to get us with this driving as a privilege thing. And, you just don't have that many rights when it comes to operating a motor vehicle compared to any other scenario.
But there's a little more to the story.
Mm-hmm.
He got to the, when he was booked, I guess is what you call it, the sergeant who was there asked, he pulled the sergeant, I think the sergeant asked him why he was, why he was brought in, why he was arrested, and he said he didn't know. and the officer wouldn't tell him. And the officer was right there, and the sergeant asked, well, why did you arrest him? And he said that because he pulled into the left lane right by him. It was like a left lane turn thing, and he pulled up right by him in the left lane. And the sergeant then looked, then just said, and you couldn't tell him this, and arrested him over it. So that was the...
So what happened?
Did he get out?
He's going to be suing. Oh, yeah, he let him go.
So there were no charges. You're saying there were never...
There were no charges. He was going to be booked and everything, but they let him go.
So now he's going to sue the police?
Yeah, he's going to sue the police, that police officer.
How? Does he have an attorney?
Yes.
Well, that's interesting. He was able to actually find someone who would take that case. Usually it's very difficult to find attorneys to take a case against the police.
Yeah, it is. Yep.
So is he paying the attorney, or is the attorney working on, what is it when they call it?
Pro bono?
Yeah. No, he's paying him.
Interesting. Well, I'm glad he can afford that sort of thing, because it sounds a little pricey.
It does sound a little pricey, but...
He's pretty mad, too.
He was furious.
Well, you'll have to let us know what happens in this case, because obviously it's an outrage. This cop did nothing but waste this man's time. When none of that had to happen. So I hope that he has some success. I, of course, am completely skeptical and jaded, so I don't really believe that he will.
And I don't know if you remember, Mike, but I have like a billion cases of dealing with cops, and I kind of look and dress like Mark, so it's not like I'm some kind of hippie or something like that. So I'm like you. I have no faith that this is going to happen. Anything's going to happen to the cop.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think your friend's going to pour his money down a hole, but, you know, it could. We'll see, and you'll let us know, right?
Yes, I will.
Thanks for the call. Go ahead.
By the way, I'm also a member of that support, I agree with you, Ian. I think it's a big sort of hoopla.
Yeah, I think people are getting way too upset, and I see that happens with message boards on the Internet. People take things way too seriously. It's just an Internet forum. Thanks for the call, dude. More on the way. Hour 2 is coming up. We'll continue to investigate the divide between the apolitical activists and the political activists. We'll see. There's some dirt that will be thrown here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.